Hi, this is John McCrory of johnmccrory.com, and I was giving a talk at the Greater Concord Chamber of Commerce today about social media for businesses. And one of the points that I made, which I wanted to talk a little bit more about, was the importance of being a real person when you are using social media. And it is a big transformation in the web over the last few years that I think has gone mostly unnoticed, that the services which have emerged and seem to be doing really well, like Facebook, like LinkedIn, are services that encourage and even require you to be a real person and to be who you really are. The services which seem to be fading away or have not been as successful are the kinds of websites where anonymity is allowed or even encouraged. And the style of, or the culture of that network is one in which you create a fictional persona that is not necessarily connected to you. And those are sites like Second Life and MySpace and also lots and lots of web-based internet forums as well as comments sections of blogs or newspaper websites. Where people are not themselves. They are a fictional persona or they're hiding behind some kind of anonymous handle. And I really feel that in the years to come, these sites which are allowing or encouraging anonymity are not going to last. And the ones where people are who they really are in real life and where they stand behind what they say and represent themselves are going to be the ones that succeed. So I'd really be interested to hear what you think about that. Let me know in the comments.